Okay, let's do 3 minutes now of gratitude, where you really get associated with a great feeling. So keep on walking, and I'll tell you how I do it. I start to think about everything and everyone in my life that I'm appreciative of. As I'm walking, sometimes I'll even close my eyes if I'm on the beach or someplace where it's okay to do so. Or I'll just imagine the specific people that I really love in my life and that I'm grateful for. And I start with a spiral just outside myself. I'm grateful for my own life, my own health, the choices I have, the freedoms I have, the knowledge, the skills, the caring. And then I start thinking about my children. And then I start thinking about my wife. And then I circle out to my closest family members, my closest friends. And the spiral gets bigger. And I see or feel or imagine their face or feelings or things I'm grateful to them for. The more you can think about the people and the situations in your life you're grateful for, the better you're going to feel. Keep on walking. You can breathe in any way you want, any pattern you like. You can breathe normally if you'd like, but just flood yourself with the feelings of gratitude. What are you grateful for? If you want to strengthen it, speak it out loud. I'm so grateful to God. I'm so grateful for my health. I'm so grateful for my health. I am so grateful for my health. At the minimum, think it in your mind. I'm so grateful for my wife. I love her so much. I'm so grateful for the love we share. I'm so grateful for my son, Jarek. I'm so grateful for my daughter, Jolie. I'm so grateful for my boy, Josh. I'm so grateful for Tyler. And I think about things that I'm grateful for, about each of them individually. And you feel it. So as you hear this music, create a spiral if you want, or just think of the people in your life you love that you're grateful for. And you say, I'm not grateful. I'm grateful for nothing. Well, if you wanted to be grateful, what could you be grateful for? What are the things in your life you're grateful for? What are the opportunities? Who are the people? What are the situations? What are the histories? What knowledge? What are you most grateful for? Just think about it and feel it while you walk. Fill yourself up with this emotion. It is juice. It'll get rid of the fear. It'll get rid of the stress. It'll make you so happy. I've met so many people that seem to have everything, and they're unfulfilled, they're fearful, and they're stressed because they're not grateful. And as I told you before, I've met so many people who seemingly have nothing, and yet they're so happy because they're grateful. When you're grateful, you're rich. When you're ungrateful, when you're not appreciative, you're stressed, you're poor, you're frustrated. Give yourself the gift. Keep walking, and just think and feel. And if you want, speak aloud what you're grateful for. Just say, I'm so grateful for. Especially if you yell it out loud, it'll intensify it even more because you're engaging your body. Do whatever works for you, but create this emotion now. Go for it. Think of all the things you could be grateful for. And actually feel that sense of deep appreciation, that sense that your life is blessed. Who is in your life today and you feel blessed because they're there? Who do you love? Who loves you? Think about it. Feel it as you're walking here. Feel that joy that comes with knowing you are truly blessed. Think of the wealth of what's in your life that you could be grateful for. The knowledge, the books, the ideas that you didn't have to think up that now are a benefit to your life, the technology, the choices, the friends, the opportunities. What are you truly grateful for? What could you be grateful for if you really wanted to feel grateful now? What's wrong is always available, and so is what's right. What's right with your life? What do you appreciate about your life? What could you appreciate if you really wanted to? What's beautiful in your life? What's magical if you really noticed it? What's magical in this moment? What can you be grateful for right now in this moment to yourself or to your creator or to anything or anyone else? Okay, it's been 3 minutes of gratitude. If you want to continue for 5 or more, just pause the CD or pause the audio tape right here and keep walking. You don't need the music. Just feel that gratitude grow. I encourage you, if you want, to go for a couple more minutes. Just pause me right now or pause the music and keep walking for a couple minutes. And then when you're ready to go to the next step of visualization, that is what you want to create, click me back on. All right. I assume if you're listening, you're still with me on stage 2. Remember stage 1? We did moving and breathing. Now we're at stage two, gratitude and visualization. So let's do the visualization part. Now, as you're walking right now, you might say, but I don't visualize. I don't see things clearly. Visualization isn't purely visual. You don't have to visualize perfectly. It means more of like get a feel, get a sense, or imagine, see or feel, whatever easiest for you, or combining them is the best. What I want you to do is begin now as you're walking to imagine the things you want to have happen in your life as if they've already occurred. The reason you're going to do this is the brain does not know the difference between something you vividly imagine and something you actually experience. So pretty soon, it can't tell the difference and starts to feel just as certain. So as you start thinking about the things you want to have happen, see it as done. Feel it as done. Give thanks. Feel yourself being grateful. You might even say, thank you, God, or thank you, life, or thank you, nature, whatever is right based on your belief systems. Thank you for all that I have in my life. Thank you for this goal that I've now achieved and describe it. Thank you for my body being so fit and strong, even if it doesn't quite look that way yet. If you keep affirming that, if you keep owning it and feeling the gratitude, your mind and body will change to it. The more that you can see and feel things as real, the quicker they will become that. Remember, everything in your external world started in your internal world. It started as a thought, a feeling, a desire, something you created. Think about your body and your goals for that and see them as real. Think about your career goals, the things you want to achieve and see them as done. See the things you want to do or be or achieve or create for your family, for your kids, for your husband or your wife, for your boyfriend or your girlfriend, for whoever you care about in your life. Think about all the things you want to create in every area of your life that matters for you. Emotional, psychological, spiritual, financial, relationships, social, making a difference, whatever matters to you most. Walk now, see it, feel it, imagine it's real, like you're celebrating it's already happened, like you're so grateful that these things have already occurred in your life. Go ahead and keep walking. Use the music, use your mind, use your body. Make your vision for your life real right now. By the way, as you're visualizing, you can do your breathing if you want. You can go back to your 4-4 or just kind of notice how you're walking. Walk some of the times while you're visualizing with a sense of excitement in your body. Some of the time you're walking while you're thinking about your goals, feel so grateful. As you're thinking about your goals as you're walking along, maybe feel strong. So you link a sense of certainty that you are going to make this happen, that this has happened in your life. Remember, your body will affect the way you feel, and the way you're feeling emotionally will get attached to these goals. Pretty soon they won't be goals, they'll be your reality. See and feel it happening again and again. As you keep visualizing, keep walking, feeling great, you may have been visualizing things you want to have happen that are like 5 years in the future, 10 years in the future. Think of some things you want to have happen this year. Or if you've been doing that, maybe right now, start to think about things you want to happen this week. What are some things you want to achieve this week and see them as if they're already done, as if you already experienced them, if the victory was already there. And after doing that, maybe even think of today. Who are some of the people you're going to meet with today? See the result of those meetings. See the people smiling or happy or pleased or the deal is made or your children are really happy or the humor is really there. Great smiles, laughter. See, feel, get a sense for what you want to have happen in the short term as well now.